The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
What I feel. Hey, Joe Piscopo on AM 970, The Answer. Good morning. Alice here, and Debbie, thank you, Debbie Duhaime, and Joe Sebilia as well. We bring to the airwaves immediately with great respect and appreciation for his service to the great city of New York and to America, Commissioner Ray Kelly, longest-serving commissioner of the NYPD in history, former commissioner of the U.S. Customs Service, former United States Marine. Commissioner, welcome back to the show. I wish the circumstances were better, Commissioner Kelly. My condolences to you and all the NYPD on the loss of Jonathan Diller, sir.
Yeah, it's such a shock and jolt every time it happens, but unfortunately, it's going to happen again. It just underscores the dangers of the job that every police officer faces. It's just something that is part of the job, and it's jolting, but it does reinforce in cops' minds that any job, any assignment they go on, could be a very dangerous one or a fatal one for them. And, of course, such a tragedy for the family. Obviously, the police officer lost his life, a young, vibrant father. Yeah. But the family is affected. The family will be affected for the rest of their lives in some way, you know. I would say this, that the NYPD does a good job in trying to keep the family in the fold for many, many years. There are these organizations, Survivors of the Shield, those types of organizations are there, and they are, I think, very, very helpful to the families, the widows and children. But it's always a shock, always a joke.
Yeah, I could see the widow, Officer Diller's widow. What a heartbreak! I'm looking at pictures of it now, and then also in the same story, I'm seeing how the recidivism of these criminals that keep going out, and then you listen to the mayor talk about it, and I mean I want to see some anger, I want to see some upset, I want to see some results of getting rid of these people that, who are letting the bad guys out. I want to name the, you know, Commissioner, you're such, we love having you on the show, Commissioner Kelly, because you're such a decent gentleman, but sometimes we get riled up on the show. I would love to hear that. I want the judge's names, I want the DA's names, I want to know why they let these people out, why they weren't, you know, kept in prison. I want the parole board name. Maybe we should start naming names of these people that are letting these constant criminals back out on the streets again.
Yeah, it certainly won't hurt. I think the culprit in so many ways is the state legislature. You know, yeah. They have a veto-proof majority there. So they do things because they can. And they say that we're doing this because we can. Yeah. It's the finger in the eye of society. And, you know, the bail reform laws and so many other silly laws that they pass just to harass the police, just to prevent them from doing an effective job, is shocking. And of course, the city council in New York City does exactly the same thing. They're also a veto-proof majority. So they do what they want. And, you know, if the mayor tried to veto a bill, you know, that stopped everybody, whoever you stopped, make out a form, that sort of thing. But he couldn't do it. Even though he was in the state legislature himself, he was a legislator, yeah. And he doesn't have any real power apparently with the city council or the state legislature.
Yeah, and you know, when you think about it now, that lives were probably saved by Officer Diller for getting that gun out of the because the guy that was driving was even a worse criminal than the guy than the shooter himself, and Diller got the Lord knows what these two creeps would have done, sir.
Exactly. I mean, look at the records, as you say. I mean, no, you can't rehabilitate people like that. You know, there's got to be some mechanism to put them away for a long time based on lengthy rap sheets. But there's no talk like that. You look at Alvin Bray, the DA in New York County, his approach is decarceration. He doesn't want anybody to go to jail. It's the last option, he says. So, you know, the whole progressive movement is the enemy of the people. We're suffering from crazy, crazy ideas that they can put through because they just can't, because they can do it, and they do it with a real arrogance, I believe.
Yeah, and what we talked about this before, Commissioner Kelly, when after the George Floyd riots, it's like, and correct me if I'm wrong, there's a police car, they have riots, all-out riots, and in Minnesota they're burning down police buildings, and then in New York, we talked about this before, Ray Kelly, they threw a Molotov cocktail into a police car. They're emboldened because they know there's not going to be any consequence, correct?
Right. Well, I got something, but it was a very light sentence. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I think there were 12 police cars burned during the George Floyd riot. You know, it was late May and early June of 2020. Yeah. That is the approach of the criminal justice system. All about the defendants. They're the ones that have worry about and bend over backwards. Victims, nope. The victims come secondary.
Yeah.
How do we get there, though, you know? How do we get to that mindset?
I don't know, because when you were running the city, sir, and, you know, you could look to Bill Bratton, you could look to Bernard Kerik, you could look to some of the great commissioners of Jimmy O'Neill, even as recent as that. I mean, you could see it seemed to be after the George Floyd riots, they let the riots go. And after they politicized everything and they started using that expression, defund the police, it all went south. Now you have more police officers killed already. I think 12 already this year already, which is up from last year already this month, and if you look at all the police officers killed throughout the history of the United States, it's like tens of thousands. It's time that you need. I think, and you know best, Ray Kelly, but you need somebody strong at the helm. I always say, like a Rudy Giuliani. You know, they would criticize Mayor Giuliani, but he was strong. He would say what he wanted to say, and he said, "This is it. It's law and order. It's right and wrong. And if you break the law, you're going to pay a consequence." Hey, as a kid, you and I, we had our fathers, I guess, right? That was the worst thing you could hear. Wait till your father gets home, right? That, like I always say. But goodness, and then we would never, Commissioner, I would never ever think about disrespecting a police officer back in the day, because my father always said, you never go up against law enforcement like that. These people are there to serve you. And now we see the NYPD is adding some 800 cops to the subways to combat that fare evasion. Too little, too late, do you think, Commissioner?
Probably. They're being taken from someplace else, so you would like to think that they were doing an effective job wherever they were. So adding in 800 additional cops. I mean, look, they have to do something with the subway. I understand that, because it's the lifeblood of New York City. You got to get people back on subways. And, you know, they think, the powers that be think that congestion pricing is going to do that. I don't know. I think it's, people are still going to be very, very leery of the subway. There is a feeling since the George Floyd death of arrogance and aggressiveness on the part of street people. You can see it, you can feel it. And, and certainly in the subway. People are reluctant to go down that hole because it's, we've all been stuck on a subway train that that starts in the tunnel. You know, it slows down, and then, you know, some apparently crazy person is either in the car or comes walking through the car.
Yes, sir. Whatever.
You're trapped there.
It's a
trapped feeling. And that's why people don't want to experience that.
Yeah,
the subway is not a pleasant environment, that's for sure.
That's true. Commissioner, we appreciate you taking the time. Condolences on the death of yet another NYPD officer just doing his job, another hero just doing his job. And all the officers listening this morning, and I know they'll be awake and there'll be a funeral for Officer Diller. But boy, oh boy, I just wish that the city council would understand. And you're absolutely right. The legislature in New York and the leaders of that legislature in New York, that is a veto-proof legislature making these insane laws that are keeping the criminals out on the street. Hopefully they're listening and they get the message too. Commissioner, thank you. Thanks for your stellar service always, Ray. God bless you, and we'll talk
thank
soon,
you,
my
sir.
Friend. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Commissioner Ray Kelly, just a decent guy, a Marine, a tough guy. And when you look back at some of the commissioners that we've had that really kept peace in New York at 9:15 in the morning, it was when Bill Bratton first came in under Mayor Giuliani, the whole thing changed. Don't forget, I speak to you now as a guy that came to New York in the late 70s in the comedy clubs. Oh, it was so nasty. It was great. It was, and it's getting to that now. And all they do is make excuses. Someone's got to be strong and say, this has got to stop. And I don't know. There's like nobody in charge. And then you see Governor Hochul seems like a very lovely gal, by the way. I don't know her, but she seems like a nice gal. But she puts National Guard, and then, you know, and didn't check with Mayor Adams, so there's a riff there, clearly. National Guard in the subway, but you can't have your guns. And you're going to check bags. You're going to check. What? Who comes up with this? You got to take, like we always talk about, this is the solution before we break at 9:16 to straighten out New York. You've got to stop what's happening in Albany with bail, letting criminals back out on the street. You got to name names of the DAs like Alvin Bragg. You got to name names of the judges who give the light sentences. You got to name names of the parole board. We should know everybody, every move, everything they do and everything they say. Why? Because they're on our payroll. Even if you're out of New York, the ridiculous tolls that we got to pay to go in New York and congestion pricing, to Commissioner Kelly's point, what is that? Who comes up with that? And just so that I could pay for the MTA, fix their subways. And then the reporters of New York, like a Marsha Kramer, who really can deal right between your eyes politically. Where's she at? CBS2, right? Marsha Kramer is. And she's over there. Get Stuart Cousins, who the leaders of the Assembly and the Senate, Carl Hastie, and get Governor Hochul. And you got to ask them, why do you keep these laws? Look, it show the statistics. And who do they hurt? They hurt the community where these people come from. They come from the community, they get elected to office, and they think, oh, now, what are you going to do, protect the community by letting the criminals out? You're hurting the stressed areas more than anybody else. The people at risk are being hurt more than anybody else when you say things like defund the police. Hey, BLM, Black Lives Matter, that worked out well, huh? That's smart, huh? You're wrong. Can you apologize for that? Oh, and that's another thing while I'm ranting, for example, when MSNBC goes after Ronna McDaniel and they say, oh, she can't be on the show. She was a Republican because she liked Donald Trump, or she backed the insurrection. Will you stop? You got Jen Psaki who lied. You got Jen Psaki who lied. And what about MSNBC lying about the Zelensky phone call, lying about the Steele dossier, lying about everything about Donald Trump, lying through their teeth? Also about the insurrection, lying about the quote unquote insurrection January 6th, when the insurrection was the George Floyd riots. It's like they think we're dumb. And that's why it's bold when you see the few of us. And there may be, if there's 10 of us that are speaking the truth, that you could turn to every morning and tell you're not crazy. It's not you. It's these feckless, spineless leaders that have no guts and are just virtue signaling to each other because they're scared silly that someone may say, oh gosh, that someone says, you're not thinking like we're thinking, you're wrong. that take, it's like McCarthyism or something, and we're going to keep fighting, and we're going to keep speaking the truth. 919 on the radio, and Debbie Duhame's out there checking out traffic for you this morning. Debbie, all set? No holy days of obligation. I got to check. Thursday and Friday. No, Good Friday.
Good Friday. No, but yeah. You can go and get your feet washed, right, on Holy Thursday?
I can't wait.
I know you look forward to that.
Please don't touch me, Father. Please bless me, Father, I've sinned, but please don't touch me. Oh my God, wash my feet. No, I don't think so. But I tell you what, at 3 p.m. They say Eastern on Friday. You know, you want to just stop what you're doing, maybe go to church and bow down to. That's when Jesus was died on the cross. So we always remember that. The washing of the feet, maybe not.
That part, right?
Come here, my son. We'll wash your feet.
I'm such a germaphobe. Can you put gloves on while you wash the feet? You know, oh my! I tell you, what Jesus had it down is humility, man. That, and he wanted to express the greatest of humility. And he said, "He who humbles himself is exalted, and he who exalts himself is humbled." And those are great words to live by. But just don't touch my feet. I'll be fine.
Oh, I love it.
Debbie's out there looking out for you. Oh, on the road. Thanks, Debbie. How we doing?
You just see your face if the priest came out after you for the feet. You're like, no, I'm out of here.
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. Thank you. I'm good. Thank you.
Bye, Dad. Let's see what's happening right now. As you head out to the outbound Gowanus, Joe, it's moving slowly, getting down toward 38th Street. So watch for delays. Accident in the right lane. That's outbound Gowanus at 38th. A collision. Traffic is slowing down as you head to the outbound George Washington Bridge on the lower level. It's an accident. Inbound GWB, 30 to the upper, 20 to the lower. As you head to the inbound Lincoln Tunnel, that's up to 40 minutes. And the Holland, 40 from 1 to 9, 20 from the Turnpike. 684 North, getting up to exit 7. It's an accident. Car went right off the road there. And watch for some slowdowns on 4 eastbound at Forest Ave and Paramus with a crash. 4 westbound at Hackensack Ave. Getting out through Hackensack, it's a collision there as well. Partly cloudy today with some showers expected. High of 54. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
All right, Debbie, thanks so much. Tell you what, want you out of pain, and I think I can get you out of pain with Relief Factor. I've been saying all week you can do it for a nice in the Easter basket. You put some Relief Factor in the Easter basket. Absolutely. Come on. Because you know why? It's 100% drug-free, and unlike pills, when people take pills to stop the pain, pills simply mask your pain for a short time. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. And when I tell you, over a million people can't be wrong. They try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start kit, right? And nearly 70% go on to order it again. And I'm one of those folks. I take it religiously, Relief Factor, and it's gotten me out of pain. And when I tell you about Lee out of pain, 8 days, 2 days for some folks, 2 days, absolutely. 7 days, 5 days for me. So it's a great gift around this Easter. You know, this. I know it's a holy time with Passover and Easter and everything. But I got to tell you, if you love somebody, you want them out of pain, I think I can get them out of pain with you. You get the 3-week quick start kit. It's only $19.95. You got to feel better or your money back guarantee. Nothing to lose. 800, the number 4, the word relief. Call 800-4-RELIEF or everything you need to know about this 100% drug-free product is at ReliefFactor.com.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka always gets the big guests.
My former boss, the 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Are you confident that this election, at least, will be secure and fair?
They've cheated for many years, decades, I hear. So they're going to try and rig it. I have no doubt about it. They've been doing it for years.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years.
That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil and natural gas, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel, and natural gas is the fuel of the future and trading at record prices. Call 800-287-6691. Encore Energy is a major investor and experienced operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 800-287-6691. That's 800-287-6691.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
You have all helped support MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Mike Lindell knows this and continues to give back to listeners with deals on his most popular products. You've heard me recently speak about the My Slippers, Giza Sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. Great news! The MyPillow 6-pack bath towel sets are back in stock. They are extremely absorbent, yet still provides that soft feel you look for in a towel. The set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. Regular price is $79.98 for a limited time. You can get this 6-pack towel set for only $39.99 with promo code JOEP. That's a 50% savings. Go to MyPillow.com. Call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code JOEP to save 50% on the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere.
Hey, Joe on the radio. It's at 9:25 on AM 970, The Answer. Professor Alan Dershowitz, Harvard Law professor, and he's got a book called War Against the Jews. Hello, and he's kind enough to always join us. A very busy man taking time. Avi, good morning and welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us, sir.
Well, so tell me, welcome back to America. I just got off the plane an hour ago from Israel.
Wow.
I spent the last 4 days in Israel meeting with the prime minister, the president, the head of the Mossad, the various heads of the military, and I really came back with a lot more information. I also went to the scene of those horrible barbarisms, was taken around by a young 19-year-old soldier who lost much of her family in Kibbutz Beri. They murdered people, burnt them to death, beheaded them, rapes. I saw the scenes of all this with my own eyes. It was just horrible, just horrible. And yet the world continues to turn against Israel, including within the Biden administration.
Yeah, you know what, Avi, thank you so much, Professor, for taking the time and coming right on the air. Walk us through, if you would, what in Israel, talking with the Prime Minister. You talked with the Bibi. You had a sit-down with Bibi Netanyahu. Wow, look at you.
Twice
look at you.
For several hours, yeah.
Wow.
And then I spoke to the president, and then I spent a couple of hours with the head of the Mossad. And then I lectured to the military college, to some commanders. And, you know, I got to see anything I wanted to see. I went down south with my son, and we saw the music festival where 400 innocent, you know, 18, 19-year-old kids who were looking to do nothing but enjoy music. These were peaceniks. We saw the place where a woman, a Canadian peace activist, who would go to Gaza every day and bring people from Gaza to Israel to take them to the hospitals, she was murdered by the very people that she hoped to help and save. And that's why, you know, the people of Israel are completely united. They're not united about, you know, the personality of Netanyahu, but they're united about the need to go into Rafah and destroy every last element of the military capability of Hamas, because Hamas has promised it would do it again and again, and it will do it again and again. And if Hamas is not stopped in Israel, it's coming to a theater near you in the United States. So this involves every American, and we ought to put enormous pressure on the Biden administration to allow Israel to do its job and not let 200,000 Muslims or Arab voters in Michigan scare the Biden administration out of doing the right thing, because that's what's happening now.
Yeah, and we used your line. So someone, you get credit for it. Someone used your line of TV. He said, yeah, Biden wants a two-state solution. Right. It's Minnesota and Michigan. That's a great line, Professor. That's your line. But going back to Israel, how upset is Bibi with this president, sir?
He's upset. I mean, he really expected the United States would have Israel's back. And the point he makes over and over again is if the United States continued to back Israel, like it did in the first days after October 7th, instead of weakening, vacillating, and allowing a Security Council resolution to go through, if the United States had maintained its support for Israel, this war would be over, and the hostages would have been returned. I'll give you an example. Israel offered a deal, a terrible deal from its point of view. We would get 40 hostages back in exchange for close to 1,000 Palestinian murderers. Absolute murderers. It would do that, and it would also give a ceasefire. Hamas was about to accept that. And then when the United States allowed the Security Council resolution to go through, Hamas backed out and said, no, we're not going to accept it. Because why should they accept anything? They're getting what they need without having to give up anything. And so, you know, the hostages are still there. I met with family members of the hostages, and they are terrified for their lives. Particularly the women hostages, who people believe are still being raped. I met a father whose son was not only killed, but beheaded, and then Hamas took his head back to Gaza and offered it for sale for $10,000. And the father had to bury his son without his head.
Yeah.
Fortunately, the Israelis retrieved the head, and he was able to be buried. But can you imagine the barbarism that would allow somebody... Yeah. Decapitate a 19-year-old and put his head for sale.
Yeah.
And we worry about a few people going hungry in Gaza. Let me make another point clear, and I learned this from the highest authorities. There is no famine in Gaza. There is enough food to feed everybody in Gaza. It's just that Hamas is stealing the food and taking it for itself and not allowing the children and the babies to have them. So even the UN has said that there might be a famine in June. We're in March. We're not into a famine. And yet, if you watch CNN, it's a famine. There's people dying of hunger.
Yeah.
Not a single person has died of hunger, according to authorities, medical authorities that I spoke to. Not a single person. There are people who have died from pre-existing illnesses, and they're the ones that CNN shows on television with the skin and bones. But these are sick kids who are going to die anyway, and Hamas parades them around as if they died from Israeli-imposed starvation. And the people who are being killed, the civilians that are being killed because they're being used as human shields. Hamas builds its tunnels in hospitals and under schools. And that's why we have so much civilian death, because Hamas wants civilians to die. It helps their public relations campaign.
Did you gently ask Mossad the security situation and why October 7th actually happened? Did you get there, Professor?
Everybody is so upset with that. They're waiting for the very systematic report that will come out. But obviously there was an intelligence failure and then there was an operational failure. It wasn't the job of the Mossad. Mossad deals with foreign espionage. It was largely the job of an organization called the Shin Bet, which is like the difference between the FBI and the CIA.
Yeah.
And it was the FBI, the Shin Bet, that didn't have the intelligence they should have. And then it was the military that didn't respond quickly enough. And, Israelis are angry, and they're waiting to hear from those who do the report, because it'll be a fair and objective report.
And Professor Dershowitz, straight back, right off the plane from Israel, taking the time with us this morning. And before we let you go, sir, Rafa, what's the problem? At this point, from what you're telling me, Netanyahu, the Israelis are going in and going to crush Hamas, and they're very close to doing exactly that, correct?
They have to do that. They have to get rid of the 5 additional battalions that are there. They have to find Sinwar and either kill him or put him on trial. But they can't allow him to continue to dominate. Remember, he was in an Israeli prison, and the Israelis freed him, even though he was a murderer.
Right.
Freed him in exchange for one Israeli soldier, freed him along with 900 people. So Israel has to get him. And the United States has to support that. And yes, Israel should take all precautions and all efforts to minimize civilians. It should give the civilians an opportunity to leave Gaza, to move to places outside of where Israel is going to operate. You know, maybe even allow them to come in an enclosed area in Israel for 60 days, feed them, give them medical care, and then return them to Gaza after Hamas is destroyed. But right now, Hamas must be destroyed. Otherwise, it'll happen again. Don't listen to me on that. Listen to them. Hamas leaders have said, we will do it again if we have chance to do that. That's why they can't have the chance to do it.
Professor Alan Dershowitz, Albie, thank you so much for stepping on the air with us. I know you were happy your time.
Yeah, it's a very difficult time. Yeah.
I can't imagine the emotions going through. And we appreciate your support for the good people in the state of Israel, Professor. God bless you. We'll talk soon. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you.
Yeah, you as well. You don't even want to think about it, walking through there. And please don't forget about it, about October 7th, what they went through. I talked to my friend, Dr. Michael Katz. You know, one of my best friends forever, and what he went through. I am just in shock. I'm in shock that no one's answering it. And that's why when we're on the radio, we always like to try to tell you that you don't forget about what happened October 7th in Israel. Should never have happened. And the way it happened, the barbarism, unconscionable. Yet people who have no idea what they're talking about are still protesting against it. So we wish the state of Israel all the best. And again, these Hamas people and Hezbollah and these types of terror groups are exactly that. They don't care about their people. And you heard right here on the show that Hamas is taking all of the UN and the United States relief packages being stolen by Hamas and not giving it to the Gazans and to the Palestinians in Gaza. Inexcusable. 9:36, Joe on the radio. The great Michael Goodwin's going to join us next. Al is in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
46 degrees at 9:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Funeral arrangements are being made for the NYPD officer killed in the line of duty Monday in Queens. The funeral service for Officer Jonathan Diller will be held at St. Rose of Lima RC Church in Massapequa on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. His burial takes place at St. Charles Cemetery in Farmingdale. Meantime, visitations ahead of the funeral will be held this Thursday and Friday at Massapequa Funeral Home on Merrick Road. Jeremy Allen White is in talks to play Bruce Springsteen in a new movie. The Emmy Award-winning actor from The Bear would play the musician in a narrative feature about the making of his album Nebraska. A deal has not been finalized yet, but A24 is in talks to take on the project. The film is an adaptation of Warren Zane's 2023 book, Deliver Me From Nowhere, The Making of Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska. In sports, Rangers clinching a spot in the Stanley Cup playoffs last night. The Blue Shirts guaranteed their spot in the postseason, topping the Flyers in overtime 6-5. Devils have won two straight. They took down the Maple Leafs, doubling them up by the final of 6-3. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Problems in Connecticut on 95 South, exit 14 into Norwalk. A two-car collision. Looks like the center lane is blocked. Pretty tough at the outbound George Washington Bridge. Lower level construction in the right lane. Also on the lower level, an accident being cleared mid-span. Inbound GWB 15, Lincoln 20, Holland still about 30. It's pretty tough on the outbound Gowanus at 38th with a crash. A couple of lanes blocked. Eastbound Gowanus heavy up through 38th. More volume eastbound BQE up to our Cabin Plaza. Watch for some pockets of volume here as you head to 4 eastbound of Forest Ave and Paramus with a collision. 4 westbound in Hackensack, it's an accident. 3 eastbound the ramp to Route 17, some flooding on the ramp, so be super careful there. And over on the LIE West at the Van Wyck, it's an accident. Clouds today, chance of some showers, high of 54. Rain tomorrow, high of 52. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. All right, we got it for you. The Norwegian Cruise Lines Piscopo at Sea. This is, I tell you, classy as it gets. Norwegian Cruise Lines, top of the line, right? We call this Piscopo at Sea. Sets sail from New York City to beautiful Bermuda, June 2nd to June 9th. And we would love for you to be part of this special, intimate, relaxing cruise with yours truly. Unlimited beverage package, specialty dining, prepaid gratuities, $75 onboard credit, group dinner, VIP, cocktail party with yours truly. Norwegian Cruise Lines Piscopo at Sea leaves New York on June 2nd and returns on June 9th. Now call today for reservations. Don't delay. There are limited cabin availabilities. I'm going to give you the number, okay? 888-472-6430. I hope it's not sold out, but it's selling out really quickly. So please call 888-472-6430. You can email info@joepiscopo.us. I got to give a shout out to Bill Camastro down at Gold Coast Cadillac. He is sponsoring this. This is sponsored by Gold Coast Cadillac right there in Oakhurst, New Jersey. Awarded Cadillac Dealer of the Year 27 times. We invite you to go to GoldCoastCadillac.com. You'll get incredible deals down there with these incredible cars from Mr. Camastro. Now, going back to the cruise, the Piscopo at Sea cruise. I love this. Norwegian Cruise Lines. Your special price will include a double occupancy balcony cabin, solo cabins, and special upgrades are also available. 888-472-6430. 888-472-6430.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate. If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10, our very own Dottie Herman, vice chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there is no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. Why? Because she is the best. Period. So tune in, Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 on AM 970, The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer.
Well, if you're thinking about an estate, You don't want to think about all those things. I can't stand talking about that stuff, you know, but you got to. You really have to. And you got to go to Connors and Sullivan. You know why? Because they make it so easy. How do I know? Because that's what I do. I went to Connors and Sullivan. Now, Mike will come to you in person. He goes on the road. Mike Connors does. And you will get a free seminar Wednesday, April 24th, Connolly's Corner, Grand Avenue in Massabeth, Queens, 3 p.m., 7 p.m. Thursday, April 25th, Don Roberto's, Forest Avenue, and that's on Staten Island, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Friday, April 26th, the Adria Hotel, Northern Boulevard, Bayside, Queens, 11 and 3 p.m. Monday, April 29th, the Greenhouse Cafe, 3rd Avenue, Brooklyn, 3 p.m., 7 p.m. Tuesday, April 30th. Look at all these shows. I call them shows. These are seminars by Mike Connors himself of Connors and Sullivan, and they're free. Go to Buckley's Restaurant, April 30th, in Sheepshead Bay in Brooklyn, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. You get a free consultation right there. And if you want to go to one of the locations in Brooklyn and Queens and all the five boroughs, you can go and get your free initial consultation from Connors and Sullivan. Here's the number, if I may. 718-238-6500. Boom. Just like that. 718-238-6500 or ConnorsandSullivan.com.
We aren't mainstream news. We are the truth. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, always proud to bring Michael Goodwin to the airwaves, chief political columnist for the New York Post, the last great objective and fair journalist. Michael, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us. How are you this morning?
So far, so good, Joe. Thank you.
Well, I'm thinking here what's going on in New York. First of all, can we go here about the police officer, about Officer Diller, another cop shot? I know they're covering it, but it just seems like we just accept it anymore. And we, you know, Michael, what's tough about it? You write about it, and then we're going to get to your piece here from today. But this is so unnecessary. It could all be stopped. Am I right? It sounds so base to say that, but everybody that I talk to,
outside of New York, in New York, around New York. We all know how to stop this, except for the people running New York, Michael Goodman.
Yeah, that's a good point. We have been through this before, and we came out the other end, not out of magic, but out of hard, smart work and courageous work that did not back down when the wolves started coming out. And so when you talk in terms of killing police officers, it's always an illegal handgun that if the cops were really allowed to do their jobs, there would be a lot fewer of them on the streets. Of course, stop and frisk is constitutional, but the city was accused of going too far with it, violating the rights of some individuals, non-white individuals. And I think more than the court cases, Joe, is the fact of a fearful political leadership that doesn't want to take the heat and would rather go to a police funeral or the funerals of children killed by stray gunfire or of even young people doing foolish things. I mean, too young to know better. All of these things happening because the political leadership in New York City is afraid of criticism from the far left and from the racial arsonist. And so people are being killed needlessly and senselessly. You see this police officer, a one-year-old son, you know, I mean, just doing his job. It's a routine part of police. Is a car is parked in a legal spot. There's a driver and a passenger. You walk up. You tell them they've got to move or get out of the car. They don't, and then you're shot. Right on the street, you know, I'm 5:30 p.m. On a busy street. So, I mean, this is the stuff that just comes out of nowhere. It's 30 seconds earlier, the cop was in the car with his partner. They were looking. That's they right. stopped, you know. So it's just out of nowhere. And these poor police officers doing their jobs, but where are the politicians? I mean, they want to put cameras on the police officer. They want to record everything they do. I would rather have a camera on a city councilman. I'd like to know what the hell the city councilman does all day, or the assemblyman, or the legislator. That's what great. Do they do? Who do they talk
That's
to?
Great. That's you know, great.
I mean, yeah.
Let's see That's what the great. Political class is up to. They're the real threat yeah. to our city.
You know, you're right on the money. Also, we'd love if you had a private business, like most of us who are private business, and you had to give away debit cards to people who are here illegally. And then if your personal financial situation would change, and you, like the way New York is just going into such horrible debt by the billions of dollars because of the migrant situation, it's like, I think you would change it. What if we took away the cars? What if we took away Tish James' car or Eric Adams' cars and the yeah. security detail? Or saying, okay, look, you can't live in Gracie Mansion anymore. You know why? Because you spent too much money on the debit cards for the migrants. You and I would get hit the way we run our businesses, the way we run our lives, which is virtually a small business. We got to pay for everything. We would never make those poor decisions. You're right. Put the cameras on the councilman. I love, oh, that's a piece. Did you write a piece about that? I should know this. That's brilliant.
No,
brilliant.
Not lately, but
brilliant.
Run with it. Go with it.
Go with it. That's it. That's it. That, that they say you got it. Go with it. Oh my God! And then this too. To your point, to your article, we just re-exed the article out of Michael Goodman. Is it's not only Officer Diller, rest his soul, love to his family and to all the NYPD family. Then some creeps, another crazy creep, pushes some guy in front of a train. Same day, Michael, you write about.
Yeah, almost the same time. I mean, they both happened sort of around late afternoon. Look, I think the reason I wrote this column with this tone today, Joe, is that I feel this is one of those turning point moments. You know, it's like if this doesn't galvanize some response on both fronts, both the crime front and the mentally ill homeless, you know, on the subways, which seems to be the case here with this guy. But they, both of these people who are charged with these crimes are just cycled. They're just cycled through all of these, through the courts, through the hospitals, through the police, the DAs. They're just constantly cycled. They're back on the streets. They do it again. Okay, well, you know, I mean, we've got to find some way of preventing these things. We've got to get better. I mean, you know, the alleged shooter in the police case, he's a recidivist. He does all kinds of crimes. He is a career criminal. Think about that. You and I grew up, and people we knew, they grew up to be, they want to be something. A doctor, a lawyer, a bricklayer, a truck driver, a police officer, a teacher. These guys grow up, want to be career criminals. That's their career. Taking money from other people, stealing, robbing, beating from other people. I mean, how do we have so many of these people in this city? Why are they given such latitude that to destroy the rest of the city for the law-abiding people? I mean, the tables have turned. It's crazy town now. And this kind of event shows that it can't go on much longer, or everybody who can leave will.
Yeah, right on the money, Michael. As always, you're absolutely right. It's like, who's teaching these kids to be so violent? When I look online, them beating and punching and kicking and then attacking from behind. They hit people like little cowards from behind. It's keep writing, Michael, because you know what? We need the solace and we need that support. And hopefully one day, all of this will change. But it's a great piece. You got to read Michael Goodman. Always a privilege to have you with us, Michael. God bless, Godspeed, and let's talk soon, please.
My pleasure, Joe. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael Goodman, the great Michael Goodman, chief political columnist for the New York Post. You know what? Just speaking the truth when he writes. And thank goodness he's there for us. Those of us who love this country, love the city, and just want the best for everybody. Right, Deb? That's all we want. That's all we ask.
To be safe.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, Lord. 10 minutes
before. The subways, right?
Oh,
everything. It's crazy.
Gosh. I know. And we, again, know how to solve that, but it's and feeling for the guy pushed in front of the train.
Right,
and remember that the one gal, the again, I think Wendy O was her name. She was pushed in front of the train.
Oh, young
that
woman.
Poor Wall
Horrible.
Street girl. Oh my gosh.
Beautiful family. Oh, it was so sad.
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll make a change soon. We'll keep talking about it, and we'll keep fighting the fight. 9:51. Debbie's out there on the roads. Hey, Deb, thanks always for doing such a great job every morning. How are we doing right now?
Thanks, Joe. We're going to go out to the outbound Gowanus, doing a tiny bit better, but not much. The outbound Gowanus at 38th, they just cleaned up an accident, but delays go way back up toward Atlantic Avenue, so definitely prepare for slowdowns there. Now, also on the westbound BQE by the LIE, it's a disabled truck in the way, so that's causing some heavy traffic. The Edcotch 59th Street Bridge, some ongoing construction city bound, so we're going to keep an eye on that. Watch for some slowdowns on the Cross Bronx West, bumper to bumper, Castle Hill Ave, into the outbound George Washington Bridge, lower level, an accident clear, but you still have construction on the lower level. Inbound GWB 15, Lincoln 20, Holland still 30, and traffic slowing down just a bit on 95 South and Norwalk, but they just cleaned up a crash. 4 eastbound at Forest Ave and Paramus, an accident still out there. It's over in the right lane, so watch for some delays. Again, alternate sign in effect, 17 east, the ramp to 84 west in Middletown, overturned tractor trailer. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Charlie Kirk sees the real issue in our society.
It is becoming more of the rule than the exception that my greatest opposition almost always comes from white liberals. Never underestimate the lethality of white guilt. White guilt is one of the most dangerous and pernicious forces in modern America.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weekdays at noon, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
This is Joe Piscopo. The following is a medical minute sponsored by my friends at InfuCareRx. InfuCareRx.com. Improving quality of life one patient at a time. This week's medical minute features Dr. Mayur Patel of Jersey Shore University Medical Center.
How are parental nutrition patients managed at home? This requires a multidisciplinary team approach of collaboration and communication among healthcare providers, including a dietitian, pharmacist, nurse, and a physician. A dietitian performs comprehensive evaluation of a patient's nutritional needs based upon underlying medical conditions, body mass index and monitors the patient's nutritional progress. The pharmacist makes highly specialized formula. Nurse will also draw blood in the patient's home.
This Medical Minute is sponsored by InfuCareRx, and the information, comments, or views expressed by the guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of InfuCareRx. Please consult your medical professional for any medical questions, opinions, or guidance.
Hi, this is Joan Herman, host of Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life's Conversations with Joan. Conversations with Joan focuses on topics that are important to your life. Every Sunday night, some of the world's most inspirational and influential people join me to discuss health and wellness, professional development, and personal well-being. They share their insights, tips, and strategies so you can thrive and live your best life now. Take time for yourself. Tune into Conversations with Joan every Sunday night at 10 p.m. right here on AM 970 The Answer. If you miss a show, be sure to visit our website so you can listen on demand. And while you're there, read our digital magazine and take part in our book club. Visit CYACYL.com. That's CYACYL.com.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
A damp, overcast day today with some drizzle or even a steadier shower at times. High temperature hitting 54 degrees. And then rain and drizzle continues tonight. Late is going to be steadier, and that's going to continue into tomorrow. And there could be pounding on the streets and sidewalks and slower travel as a result. Low dips down to 47, a high of 52 for tomorrow. And then on Friday, we're windy and dry with clouds and sun at a high of 54. This is meteorologist Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, thanks, Jeff. Let me tell you about Tunnel to Towers. You know, I watch the, what they call, I call them public service announcements when you see Frank Siller with Mark Wahlberg or some other, you know, Dave Pettit and other personalities. And then you see, oh, you see widows, you know, in the Gold Star families. And did you see that, that announcement on TV with John Jeremy Sachs's wife? Oh, what a heartbreak. I watch those things. You can bring tears to your eyes. And that's United States Marine Corps Captain John Jeremy Sachs. And you see his beautiful widow. Oh, it's such a heartbreak. And Captain Sachs sustained fatal injuries when his military aircraft crashed. I remember that. Remember, right? During training, killing him and five other service members. And he is remembered by loved ones as courageous, brilliant, devoted to his career, family, and friends. And his wife, Amber, does the TV and the thing. And they said when Tunnel to Towers went and paid off the mortgage to the home, she wanted a room dedicated to Captain Sachs. And indeed she did for, you know, her children. So we invite you to help out the foundation. And that foundation, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, has helped over 1,000 military and first responder families navigate the worst of time by removing the burden of a mortgage payment. So donate, please, $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org, please. That's T, the number 2, and then T.org. And God bless you for helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, what a morning. Listen, we're going to continue to speak the truth. It just plain isn't easy, but we're doing the best we can. And also, my buddy Joey Falco said, and I said this earlier, on that, the tugboats, have you ever seen a big freighter in regards to that bridge collapse in Maryland, a freighter leaving a port without tugboats all around it, and they go beyond any bridge or anything? I mean, that's a great observation. It's something to think about. It seems very fishy what's happening. And why all of a sudden one strike at 9 miles an hour, to one strike to one pillar, that the whole bridge goes down? I don't know. It seems like an attack on our infrastructure. Am I wrong? I don't know. We'll talk about it tomorrow for sure. Hey, Joe Sebelia, great job as always.
Thank you.
I know you got tomorrow lined up, so let's keep it going, buddy. Let's keep it going.
Somebody's I'll do my best.
Very few of us speaking the truth. We got to do the best we can. Albert, thank you very, very much. Appreciate it. And I'll see you. I'll be back tomorrow to irritate you.
No, you won't, because I'll be off.
Oh, he's off!
So I'll have to put up with it.
I'll then call. I'm going to leave a message going, Al, it's Joe. We missed you. We missed you. Listen, have a great day off, Albert. We'll be back. We'll be back. Joey and I'll be back with Debbie as well. And Joe, and thanks for Michael for answering the phones. Mert Roberts is going to podcast the show out in a minute. Do what you can and make it the best day ever. Would you do that for me, please? Because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
46 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A more than $1 billion lottery ticket sold at a store in Monmouth County, New Jersey. The Mega Millions winning ticket matched all six numbers that were drawn Tuesday night. It's the fifth largest jackpot in the game's history. Mega Millions have been growing for 15 weeks. Three other tickets worth either $1 or $2 million were sold in New York from Tuesday's drawing. A Coast Guard team from Atlantic City was one of many that were dispatched to Baltimore to assist in the aftermath of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. A helicopter crew from Air Station Atlantic City and Coast Guard investigators are one of several throughout the region that were sent to assist in search, rescue, and recovery efforts. The call for assistance went out almost immediately following the collision and subsequent bridge collapse, according to the press of Atlantic City. Wall Street opening with stocks higher comes after all three major averages suffered a losing day on Tuesday. Major indexes are all expected to end March in the green. At the opening bell, the Dow, the S&P 500, and NASDAQ all trading higher. In sports, Rangers have clinched the spot in the Stanley Cup playoffs after beating the Flyers 6-5 in overtime. While the Devils, they've won two straight. They doubled up the Maple Leafs by the final of 6-3. You now know what's going on. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.